Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of sass. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Like, how did I get sucked into this vortex of perfectly curated lives and endless cat videos? Well, today we're tackling something super relevant, managing our social media usage for better mental health. Because let's be real, those little blue notifications can be sneaky distractions that mess with our peace of mind. We're gonna unlock some serious control over your digital life and reclaim those precious hours for things that actually matter. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your social media game. 1. Awareness is key. The first step? Admitting you might have a little, or maybe a lot, of a social media habit. It's like that time I tried to make my own sourdough bread. It started as a fun hobby and ended with me obsessing over starter temperatures and fermentation times. We gotta be aware of our usage patterns before we can change them. 2. Set boundaries like a boss. Think of your social media time as a limited resource, like premium Netflix content. You wouldn't binge watch everything at once, right? Set daily or weekly limits using those built-in phone features. You can even schedule specific times for checking in and stick to them like a stoic warrior adheres to their principles. 3. Curate your feed with intention. Imagine your social media feed as your mental garden. You wouldn't plant weeds, would you? Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Seek out inspiring creators, thought-provoking content, and genuine connections. 4. Embrace the digital detox. Just like a body needs rest, our minds need breaks from the constant stimulation of social media. Take regular digital detoxes. Even just a few hours a day or a full weekend unplugged. Use that time for activities that nourish your soul, reading, hiking, connecting with loved ones in real life, 5. Remember your Stoic roots. Think about the core Stoic principles. Focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and live virtuously. Remember, social media is a tool, not a master. Use it wisely, and don't let it dictate your mood or self-worth. Ever felt like you're in an endless loop of comparing yourself to others on social media? You know that feeling when you see those perfectly posed vacation pics and suddenly feel inadequate about your own life? Well, I was there once too. I remember scrolling through Instagram during a particularly stressful week at work. Everyone seemed so happy and carefree, living their best lives while I was drowning in deadlines and paperwork. It made me question my own choices and feel incredibly down on myself. But then I realized, those curated posts don't tell the whole story. Behind every photo perfect moment is a human being with their own struggles and insecurities. Social media often presents an idealized version of reality, which can be damaging to our self-esteem and mental well-being. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy. It robs us of happiness by constantly reminding us of what we lack. So, instead of getting caught in the comparison trap, focus on cultivating gratitude for what you have in your own life. Celebrate your accomplishments, big or small. And remember, true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. Let's recap. Awareness is key. Set boundaries like a stoic boss. Curate your feed intentionally. Embrace digital detox breaks. And always remember your stoic roots. Social media can be a powerful tool for connection and inspiration, but it shouldn't control our mental well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to manage your social media usage? Share your tips and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoic Power for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep scrolling mindfully.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.